broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Power Talk. I am Jean Adrian. I'm your host. And on every show, I'm going to bring you cutting-edge information from many sources to assist you as you make your choices and raise your vibration. And I'm thrilled that you've chosen to join me here on Healthy Life Radio. I commit to you that I'm going to bring you information that's going to challenge you to grow. Plus, I'll provide you with power tools to use as you do. Please visit my website, JeanAdrian.com, and while you're there, please remember to sign up for my newsletter if you've not done so already so that you can receive the link for the online version of my InnerSpeak cards so that you can start the work of clearing yourself of anything and everything that's holding you back in your life. And also, my telesummit, Realities of Creation, is airing every Monday and Thursday for the next 3 weeks. Tonight's show at 7 o'clock Eastern Time will feature Lori Houston talking about the creation reality of the heart. The summit is entirely free, both for live listens and archived recordings, and all you have to do is register and opt in, and you can do that at realitiesofcreation.com. And I'll talk to you more about that at the end of the show today. But today's show, we're going to go off onto a new tangent. And we have a new tangent, I think, every week. But anyway, we're going to talk about today's kids, the children of now, who they are, what they need, and how they'll change the world. With so much attention on the rise of autism and ADHD today, I thought it was really timely to bring you information and to look more at a book that's on the forefront of reality today. My guest is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. Her website is www.spiritlight.com. And she's the author of the international bestseller some years ago called The Children of Now, and along with quite a few other books, including Conversations with the Children of Now, The Art of Living Out Loud, The Secret History of Consciousness. She's got a fabulous deck of cards. And she's an international keynote speaker. She lectures worldwide. She served as a consultant to Good Morning America in 2020, and she leads journeys to sacred sites. So we're going to talk to Meg today, and also remember at the end of the show I do readings and clearings, and the number for that is 800-555-5453. And if you've got questions at any point during the show for Dr. Meg, feel free to call in, and Jay, the producer, will put you on the air with us. So welcome, Meg.
Hey, Jean, it's sure great to be on your show again. Thank you so much, and thanks to all of you who are listening.
Well, you know, it's been a while since you and I've had a chance to talk. Those of you who have followed my work and my radio shows for years now know that in 2012, I journeyed to Peru with Meg to be on Machu Picchu for 12-21-12 and at Lake Titicaca for 12-12-12, and that was an amazing adventure, and you've got so many fabulous tours. Before we get into your book, I want to let you tell the listeners about what you've got coming up, because you've got some good ones coming up.
Yes, I do, and I'm so excited. It's part of what I love about my job is exploring the world and immersing people in real local traditions, beliefs, ceremonies, and it really helps open people's hearts and minds to the fact that we really, truly are all connected. And I have some things coming up that I'm super excited about. I have a trip to Scotland in July, and we're going to be doing a great deal of Scotland. We're going to be meeting with the Knights Templar, who I happen to have very good connections with. They're going to come and talk to us and maybe a few other things. And we're also going to be exploring the hidden knowledge of Merlin in Scotland. There's a big new movement of information that's been discovered about his history there. We'll be visiting some ancient druidic sites and sacred wells. We're going to be just all over the place. The Crystal Mountain, Mount Chehalele, and also the Fairy Glen, which is very magical. And a lot of surprises in between, so that one's really exciting. And then in October, the last half of October, we're going back to Peru, and we're going to be starting in the Sacred Valley and going to places like Ollantaytambo, Moray, a number of really high-energy sacred sites. And then we're going to hop on a train and go on up to Machu Picchu, and we'll be doing high ceremony up there in the area where I have a really special treat. I have a friend, Hebert, who lives in Agua Caliente, just below the Machu Picchu site, and he does these sound ceremonies that absolutely take you into particles.
Wow.
He's unbelievable. And I've arranged that for the night we arrive at Machu Picchu. And then we'll be going on to Cusco and then up to Lake Titicaca for a number of days, where we'll be visiting some of the islands, Tequila Island and the Uros, floating island people. Going to be a majorly awesome trip, as always. And then I'm arranging a conference in Hawaii for March of 2015. It's in the works, so watch my web schedule at spiritlite.com. That's spiritlite.com, because it's evolving, and we're putting details in as quickly as we're getting them. And the other thing I have going on is, as you know, because you've been there, I teach Touching the Light certification classes in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they start the end of March. Our 2015 group starts the end of March. And I'm still taking registrations for that. It's 6 3-day weekends. It's a year-long program in which you get me as your mentor, as well as my instructor students. It's a really well-supported system, and we're building a healing community that is phenomenal. And the website to get information on that is touchingthelight.org. And the cutoff date for registration this year is March 15th. So if you want to come and spend some real quality time with me and some other stellar people, please email me if you're interested, and I'll put it together for you.
And, boy, I can sure vouch for your work and the quality of the classes you teach. I've gone a couple of times. Meg has invited me to attend these classes these long weekends and be a guinea pig for her students. And her work is amazing. And
thank
these
you.
People, oh, wow, they're just great. They really
My
are.
My students are just stellar.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
just amazing when they get going. So I really love that you came.
Yeah, they and I hated that I live too far away now to be able to get down there, you know, on
I
a regular
know.
Basis. But I'm loving my mountains, so hey.
You're in my mountains now, sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where I came from.
So first, before we talk about your new book, I'm really curious to know, because I don't think I've ever heard this story, Meg, but how you really started tuning in to this new species of kids that
of
are coming
humans.
In today.
Yeah, of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was kind of twofold, and I'll kind of give you a nutshell version because I know we have a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
I had two private practices, one in Georgia and one in North Carolina, and back then when I was just starting out, I got a lot of people that nobody could fix because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with them medically. They'd run every test and nothing would show up, and people would get exasperated and start seeking out people like me, and we were able to find what wasn't showing up on x-rays and MRIs and take care of it, and those people got well. And so the practice grew, and over time, families started bringing their children to me, and the children were thought to be broken in different ways. They had tendencies to be to remember their past lives. They remember talking to God and choosing their parents, and they had a command of healing and energy that was remarkable, and an intuitive nature that was second to none that I had seen up to that date. And at the same time, there were other groups of kids that seemed to fit in a little bit different category. And I spoke at a conference every year, and they wrote me and said, well, what do you want to talk about this year? And I heard speak of the children. And I'm a spiritual smartass, I'm sorry. I said I don't know enough about children to be putting myself out there as an expert. This is a very strange new thing, and I don't know enough about it. Speak of the children, they said. So I argued some more, and they repeated, speak of the children. Well, three times, that's it. It's truth. No matter what, I'm going there.
Yes.
So I answered the email, Dr. Meg will talk about the children of now, blah, blah, blah. I just coined the term, like, on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the conference, and the day before, some woman showed me pictures of children that had really interesting anomalies in the photographs, and the anomalies were repeating. And they were geometries, they were orbs, but they were individualized in such a way that they had sacred geometry patterns inside of them, or mathematic formulas inside of them. And you could identify the child by the orb or the anomaly in the photograph. And they did it with all kinds of cameras and all of that. And anyway, it was very interesting. And something happened to me after that. The next morning I got up, my talk was that morning, and I was frantically late as usual, trying to get my jacket ironed, and I could not stand up straight. And I was listening, and I told my husband, I said, something's really weird. I can't get up straight. And my ears feel fine, I feel fine, you know, and so I stopped and I checked myself, my energetic system, which I can actually see.
Right.
And there was a beautiful teal-colored orb, like, stuck to me like glue, just about at the right shoulder level. Well, first of all, the talk went amazing. I didn't know that I knew what I knew, and my two-hour talk ended up going another hour in the hall when we had to give up the room, and it was phenomenal. Well, from there, I had to go to the airport, like, right after, because I had to be in Sedona for a presentation. I had a 7-week run I was on, and that was the first weekend. And at the airport, I was surrounded by children. They'd sit next to me on the plane. There wasn't an adult around. And they'd tell me all about stuff. And then when I got to Sedona, I was talking to a friend of mine. We were writing a screenplay at the time. And he said, well, how'd your talk go? You know, did you? Because he knew I was nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And he says, how did it go? And I said, you wouldn't believe it. And I told him about it. And he says, well, why don't we write your kids into our screenplay? And I started to hear giggling. And I'm like, seriously, I think I'm losing my mind. And then they started, as I went from place to place, as I was traveling, they started talking to me. There were four little voices that said the most profound things. And some of them were funny, you know, and made me laugh. And then they would change my reality from what I was looking at through my eyes to something they would put in my head. And I finally had to say, look, enough's enough. I'm trying to work here. And when I get home, I'm going to write down everything you're saying. But give me time to finish what I'm doing, because you're distracting me to the point where I can't have my own thoughts. And then I got home, and I started writing down some of what they had been saying. And I started to hear them even more. And long story short, I thought I was losing my mind.
I bet.
Uh-huh. It was so real. And I said, okay, you guys, here's the deal. I need a reality check. If you're real, and if you are really talking to me, start showing up, because I need to see you and touch you and know that this is very real, because I'm here to help. But I always validate everything. I have this real high integrity about what I put out in the world. And
mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I've been following you for as long as I have.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so good. Anyway, so over the next month, one by one, all four of them showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in different types of different abilities. Lauren was not able to use her body at all, a victim of the vaccine deal.
Mm-hmm.
Weston, who was the strongest telepath of all, he would make things happen. I was supposed to, for instance, I was supposed to have an appointment with him at 11 in the morning, and at exactly 11 o'clock, Good Morning America called me. And I said, how did you locate me? Because I'm not listed. And they said, it was really weird. You just kind of popped up. 2020 said the same thing. And A&E recently, I had another experience very similar, but Weston was always pulling pranks like that, and they were always really important in the direction that I was trying to help the kids. And so when I made them known in the first Children of Now book, other people were able to hear them. And they were able to meet them and the families and help them. This was a very special, smaller part of this whole phenomenon. And all of these were children who could not speak in a physical way. And they reached out to people like me that could hear them. So that's kind of how it started. And you can't believe how many people brought me children that they thought were broken when, in fact, there was nothing wrong with them at all. They're just differently abled.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started.
So your newest book is The Children of Now Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So how have they come along? I mean, what's happened?
Well, what this is it first of all, it's not just a new book. It's a wake-up call. I'm not about selling the book as much as I am about getting information out, because without realizing it, we as a society and the world in many cases are abusing these children out of ignorance. And as I got around, and believe me, I get around, as you know, people would ask me about things that I never considered were even part of the whole picture, you know, vaccinations, GMOs, autism, Asperger's. There was a really long list of questions that I felt kind of honestly stupid about, because I didn't know those things. And so as time went on, I kind of mentally filed everything. And then one day I was given a picture in my mind of the cover of this book. It looked exactly like what you see now that it's published.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I have to write another book, because I get inundated and it's kind of overwhelming for me, because everybody wants me to save their families and their children, you know, all over the world. The first book's in over 30 languages, and there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was kind of happy, because I knew I could help so many kids, and I was kind of daunted by what I knew would happen when it came out, which always happens. And but really, it's nice for parents and caregivers to be validated, and it's really great to be able to tell people that these children are not broken. And what I did was I put, this is a book of answers that I didn't have in the beginning. This is a book of very deeply researched, which is unusual for me. My books are not generally researched. They're from my life, you know, and I took the time and I learned about these different subjects. And as I took an eagle's eye view of the whole thing, which means I stood way back and I said, okay, let's have an observation here. What are we really looking at? And what I thought was a small niche of very cool kids early on turns out to be an amazing phenomenon that has so many arms to it that it's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing, right down to the fact that our technology has outgrown our psychology. And we can talk about that more, about how the children are being affected and and deprived at the same time.
Well, and, you know, in our education system, is antiquated.
Yeah. In fact, that was part of my research. I worked with a PhD in education and a number of people who have histories with the education system. First of all, it's not the teachers that are the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make that really clear.
Yeah.
The issue is that the school systems are running on curriculums that are over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're antiquated. Imagine the world 100 years ago. We didn't have phones. didn't have cars, we didn't have internet, we didn't even have computers, nothing. And children are still expected to follow the same guidelines and rules and curriculum that they had over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Problem is, we are not that anymore. We as a race have evolved. We're more intelligent, we're more connected. Even more so, we, the Braids generation, you, me, people like us, stepping into our beingness and owning it, paved the way for this new group of children to come in. And that's what started it. And I know we have to get a break, so I think I'll stop there.
We do. And so if you join us late, listeners, I'm speaking today with Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. Her website is www.spiritlite.com. She's got a new book out about the Children of Now evolution. So check it out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And I'm your host, Jean Adrian, and I'm speaking with Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey about her new book, The Children of Now Evolution, and these special, wonderful kids who are changing the human species at the genetic level. Well, we haven't figured that out yet, medically or scientifically, but we all know it's coming. So, wow, Meg, you know, we're in a time of fast forward in the evolution of human consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
How's this happening, and why now?
Well, there are several factors involved. Just before the break, I mentioned us, the Bridge Generation.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that had an intuitions, abilities of knowing, seeing, remembering home but not remembering how to get there. There are so many different things people have said to me over the years. And we were told that's not real, you shouldn't do that, just like what's happening now. Only as we got older, we stepped into it. We owned it. And a lot of people had to work hard to get to a place of being okay with themselves. And, you know, a lot of stigma comes with being different, and it was seen as different. Excuse me. However, enough of us did that that we went far beyond critical mass and changed the overall common consciousness to include greater awareness, greater use of consciousness, as well as with consciousness comes higher intelligence. So we set the stage for this beautiful group of children to come into our world now. And I'm talking about all children. I'm not talking about just a few that are kind of really different or cool or interesting or damaged or anything. Any kid can show signs of this. Mm-hmm. And the problem is people are not aware of it or recognizing it. So what another factor that contributes to what's happening now is coming up to at and after the 2012 planetary alignment, the energies in our world changed. They became higher frequency. Each of us is put together by a specific organization of frequencies, notes, if you will, harmonics, that are ours and ours truly only in all of creation. We hold a really important place in creation and can't do without it, and creation couldn't do without us, because if we were to vanish for some reason, it would implode. Each of us holds space and importance in that construct. So as those frequencies have changed and become higher, the children that are being born are literally less dense. Their frequencies are lighter. Consciousness is made out of the same stuff. It's what inhabits the body and animates it. And when the it's a perfect storm for awakening, if you want to call it that, but that's not true, because we already are that. We just didn't remember. So it's a perfect storm energetically, historically, with our generation contributing, and at the same time, with the higher frequencies come these higher frequency, very sensitive children. There are so many stories about when they're born, lights will flash in the room, or there'll be a color suddenly, or, you know, and when they're born, they're usually very peaceful, and they look around as if they're old souls seeing the world again. It's just mind-blowing. I've been really fortunate to be in the delivery room with quite a number of these kids coming in. And it's just amazing to see how clear they are when they come.
Oh, absolutely. My granddaughter is the epitome of that. This child is just pure love. Mm-hmm. And the only time she even fusses is if her diaper's poopy or if she's hungry. Not even really if she's tired. You know, she's just such a great, happy child. It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's how many of them are. And so what happens with that, the third piece, is consciousness and DNA are directly relative. And the reason is consciousness literally fills every cell of our bodies. Within each cell of our bodies, which are millions and millions, there are strands of DNA. As we use greater access of our consciousness, which is not our brain, consciousness is unlimited to time or space or any boundaries, and it's faster than the speed of light, and it is filling our bodies and animating us. It's what, you know, when we die, we lose an average of 1/28th of a gram. That's when consciousness parts the body.
Mm.
Well, you've got children like this that are so high frequency, so high consciousness, and they are what I call sentient. They don't just use their five senses. They feel and learn and assimilate information with their entire being. It's not a logical mental A plus B equals C. It's a lot of fractal stuff that they file away in their minds, which work differently than ours, and their minds compartmentalize, so they can move all about, gather information, and then later spit out the most intelligent, unbelievable stuff if anyone asks them. But what's happening is kids are moving around a lot, and people are seeing that as dysfunction. It's not okay based on the 100-year curriculum. You know, it's a behavioral issue. When in fact, what they're doing is they're getting energy overload because they feel everyone and everything around them, and they don't know what's theirs or what isn't, and they aren't even aware that that might be the case. And so when they get uncomfortable, they start moving around, they start talking, they start expending energy. And that's when they get labeled as ADD or ADHD, which is attention deficit disorder or attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And then they're drugged. And those drugs are not studied or made for pediatric care. They're made for adults. And what we're seeing longer term is that these drugs are causing psychiatric symptoms in perfectly normal children. And the children don't need to be drugged. The system needs to be changed. And I say that on my soapbox loud and clear. They're not broken. They're differently abled. We need to catch up.
Yeah. So if someone's listening to the show and they're kind of curious because they've got a child that's a bit different, mm-hmm. how can they know if they're one of these new now children or not? I mean,
tell you what the easiest answer to that is. On my homepage, there's like half a dozen blocks, about two-thirds of the way down the page. There's one that says, is your child a crystalline child, or do I have a star kid, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lists on both of those links that you can go to that are very succinct, and every symptom I've ever been able to, I've run into, are on those links. They're perfectly free, and you're welcome to do that.
So, listeners, that's www.spiritlite.com, and then page down until you find the thing about crystal kids or new kids or whatever. Yeah. So. It's really important, and I agree with you, and thank you for getting on a soapbox to get this information out and to help people be able to view these kids in a way that puts them in the highest light rather than in the broken light.
We're the ones that are doing them a disservice. It's actually, in my opinion, abuse out of ignorance.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take another break, so stay with us. We're going to talk more about this when we come right back.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to EarthChannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, EarthChannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Power Tools. This is our third segment this afternoon. I'm your host, Jean Adrian, and I am speaking with Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey about these wonderful new kids that are coming in today that are way different and way gifted, and we just don't know how to handle them as parents, as society, as the education system, as the medical system, you name it. So I got a question to kind of fast forward on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how have we managed to create a generation of kids who are so self-destructive that are killing other kids? Why is this happening, Meg?
Yeah, this is one of my soapbox topics, Jean.
Good. Go for it.
Here's the deal. This is an evolution, so it's not a constancy or everybody's not the same. So we get some of these kids who have the sensitivity but don't have the intuitive abilities or the deeper wisdom that some of them have so innately, and they internalize. And what's going on is they're being desensitized. As I mentioned earlier, our psychology has been outgrown by our technology. So children today are not learning interpersonal relationships to any degree of depth. It's all about social networking, texting, calling, internet, those video games that are so real that they're killing people and it looks very real, and the hero dies and he gets up again and off he goes without a scratch. You know, special effects in the movies have gotten so beautifully digital, and I happen to absolutely be fascinated by this. But in a lot of the films, the hero gets gravely injured and within 5 minutes doesn't have a scratch. And so the message comes across that, you know, dead is not dead and bleeding is no big deal. You just get up and keep going and it goes away. And so these kids that are internalizing to really large degrees are creating fantasy worlds out of some of these characters. And we saw that with the Virginia Tech massacre 2 days after the event. The shooter, young fellow, sent his own basic propaganda PR package to a local news station with photos of him in different poses, martial arts, with weapons, different things like that. And it spoke volumes of what was going on inside of that child. And what I have really come to realize with my research and with my observations and the plethora of information there is about these kind of events is that they don't understand that dead is dead. They haven't learned how to care like that. And so they get pissed off, excuse the English, and then they go and they take care of it the way they think it should be taken care of. And usually it involves them dying as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard stories of kids getting together and going out and hunting somebody to kill just for sport. And we're also seeing this as a social sign in the police officers that are shooting or tasing unarmed people who are showing submission. And this is a very profound social symptom of a greater problem. So what we need to do with this is we need to get our kids to talk to us and need to let them feel safe to speak their heart and their mind without being judged or criticized, perhaps guided. But a lot of what happens is that the kids just internalize and don't say anything because they know if they say anything, they're going to be criticized or punished for it.
Sure.
So we need to limit the technology, which is so convenient for parents to stick an iPad or a something in front of a kid or a movie or whatever. But the stats really startled me when I was researching this, that the average parent only spends 28 minutes a day with their child. Mm. That's just unfathomable.
Unconscionable.
Yeah. And it's in defense of the parents, they're just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them have corporate jobs. They've got demands they have to meet. Many parents are working more than one job, two, three sometimes, just to maintain and keep a roof over their head. And the parents are stressed because they're pressured. And then there sits the child, you know, entertaining himself and finding its own way in the world. And that's not okay either. So we need to get back to, we really need to get back to some basics here. Good family values, good communication, family time, no matter what, you know, and limit the technology and use the parental settings. That's what they're there for. Because, you know, I'm a techno nut. I love technology. I always have whatever's new. Because in my world, as an adult, man, I can do so much with the technology. And children can too, and they're brilliant at it. But the desensitization, and they're not making friends like you and I can talk to each other. We haven't talked in a couple of years, but we pick up right where we left off.
Sure.
And we have mutual respect for each other, you know, and that runs deep. These kids are not learning that.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning to hide behind social networking. They're learning to hide behind their phones, and they're not having to look at people in the eye when they say mean things. And then as a result, we're seeing children that don't know how to process these attacks. They're so overwhelming because once something gets going on social media, it's just out of control. You know, kids start throwing in their two cents, and the poor kid that's the target. We've seen many instances where they're not surviving it. They're
exactly
committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not okay.
No, it's not.
And it's our responsibility to change that.
And, you know, a big piece of this is the parents of these kids have to break their addiction to social media. I mean, my kids are indigos. They're in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they very rarely will talk to me. They're much more comfortable texting me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I hate texting, you know. That's my soapbox, you know. But so the parents have to change if we expect them to be able to help the children change.
Yeah, because you go into any restaurant, pick one, anyone, walk in the door and look around, and at almost every table you see that there's a family. Everybody's on their gadgets. Nobody's conversing.
Right.
And that's not togetherness.
No.
That is isolation around a table. You know, and like I said, I'm all for it, and there's so much that can be learned through the Internet and the things that are available to us if they're used well. But we didn't see this coming. It got so big so fast.
Right.
You know, and it just outgrew our psychology. We don't know what to do with it all.
Yeah. You know, my mama would say if she was still alive, you know, that's just rude when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very sad to me to go into a restaurant and see a young couple out on a date and both of them texting.
I know, right? How long will you bet those marriages will last?
Yeah, exactly.
Not very.
Exactly. Wow. So, I do believe it's time for us to take another break. I think the producer's been talking in my ear and I haven't heard it. You're listening to Power Talk with Jean Adrian, and we're on to a very important topic today, which is why we just tend to really get embroiled in it and get passionate. So, if you want to know more about the children of now, go to Meg's website, spiritlight.com. Get her new book. You might want to start with her original book, The Children of Now. Read that first so that you have a baseline for this. And then get Evolution, because it will tell you what you need to know, especially if you're a parent or a grandparent in today's world. So, we got to take a break, and we will be right back, so stay with us.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Power Talk. I'm Jean Adrian, and I'm talking with Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey about the new kids, the children of now. She's got a great new book out, Children of Now, Evolution. And you can find out everything, Meg, on her website, Spirit Light, SpiritLite.com. But, Meg, before we run out of time, you know, one of my big pet peeves has to do with environmental toxicity and what we've done to our foods and what are these things doing to these new children.
Well, actually, it's not what we've done to our foods. It's what these large corporations have done to our foods.
No, I think we have to take responsibility for that, you know.
Well, I'm saying that because this whole subject was slid right under our noses, and we didn't even know what was going on. That's why I say we didn't do it.
I gotcha.
But we are allowing it as long as we continue to buy it.
Right.
So here's the deal. Genetically modified foods, well, first of all, environmental toxins are everywhere, and they could be any combination of hazardous chemicals, heavy metals like mercury, all kinds of things, and we can pick those up just by being in the environment. But the real travesty that's been going on for some years is that foods are being genetically modified. GMO stands for genetically modified organism. And I'm going to give you a very brief, quick little lesson on what's going on with that. A genetically modified food might be a tomato that frog genes were inserted to the DNA so that the skins were tougher and they shipped better. Fish genes inserted to strawberries so that the strawberries weathered the frost better. Human genes inserted, I have no idea why. There's a whole list in the book of a lot of different cases, true cases, that have been, that are in our market today. Almost all soy is genetically altered with Roundup to make it bug-free while it's growing.
Same with wheat.
And wheat, a lot of them, and they, so it repels or kills bugs, and then what happens when we eat it? But worse than that, in addition to that, our bodies are having to mutate in order to keep up with these bastardizations of molecular structure that happen with the genetic modification. So we eat something that is genetically modified. And for one suggestion, wheat has a subproduct called gliadin. And gliadin, when it breaks down, plugs into the thyroid receptors and fools the thyroid to thinking that it's okay, it has everything it needs. When in fact, we're finding thyroid dysfunction in millions of people, I'm sure. Other foods that break down affect the autoimmune system. We're seeing a record amount of severe allergies and asthma in children. And then other issues happen that cause inflammation in our bodies. You know, people laugh about people in America being obese. That's not the case all the way around. What it is swelling. It's swelling because what's moving around in our bodies doesn't have anywhere to plug in that makes any sense. So our tissues get irritated, and then they swell, and then they make more fluid, and then they swell more. And these are things that go on every single day, every minute of every day, as we choose what we eat and all of that. So what I'm suggesting is, first of all, I published a whole lot of studies in the book. They're real easy. There are links you can go to. I gave you the basics, so it's short and sweet. You don't have to do a lot of work. I did it for you. And make sure that you know what's on the label. The best rule of thumb, if it has more than three or four syllables, just don't buy it, okay? Because that's a chemical or a compound. What you want is food that's gluten-free, and you also want GMO-free. Unfortunately, several states recently tried to pass a law that said that genetically modified organisms had to be labeled in the grocery store for our consumption. And that was terrible grammar, but you got the point.
Yeah.
And it was defeated in every case because the big corporations threw so much propaganda at people. I bet the week before the election, I got 10 or 12 letters in the mail, and I don't know how many phone calls telling me not to vote for it. And it was just awful. And they have so much money behind them that they're just killing these new laws left and right. And it's been across a number of states by now.
Wow.
So we need to be diligent, and we need to stop buying their products. And you know me, I'm not fear-based. I am a rebel, but I'm not one to scare people or shake them up. What I'm trying to say is what's happening to us is killing us, and it's causing problems in our children as well as our adults. And when that happens and we begin to age with those kinds of issues that are not trackable in the ways that medicine is used to, we're going to have some very sick generations later that are going to require a lot of care and a lot of money in order to back that care. And it's not going to be there because the next generation is eating the same stuff, and they're not going to be able to be very functional because they're going to hurt all the time or whatever. So, you know, it tracks not just today, but indefinitely down our lineage.
Absolutely.
And so we need to be more cautious. The other thing I want to slide in, if I have time, is vaccines. Vaccines, first of all, they are great. They do wonderful things in eradicating disease on our planet. Problem is the carriers in our vaccines have run the gamut, aluminum, mercury, some aerosol, there's a lot in the book about it. And when you have a high-frequency child whose consciousness is already light years beyond ours, and modern medicine does not consider that we have an etheric anatomy, let alone a light field, or let alone that consciousness is what animates us and makes us alive. And they put a conductive material into a child, such as mercury, and as it carries the vaccine through the body, it expands consciousness outward in different ways, in different degrees. And that's where we're getting the autism spectrum for the most part.
Wow.
I illustrated that in the book to show what can happen.
Wow. Well, we have run out of time, Meg, so thank you so much for joining us on Power Talk here on Healthy Life Radio. And I want to wish you the best with your book, and hopefully I can join you in July in Scotland.
That would be great.
All right.
Okay. And everybody, listen, I'm serious. Buy a copy for your kid's teacher, your child's doctor, anybody who takes care of them. Give them copies of the book. The way we change things is one person at a time and awareness.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jean.
Thank you. And listeners, thank you so much for all of your support of Power Talk with Jean Adrian. Next week, my guest is going to be Lori Houston, and we're once again going to be Voices of Soul, giving readings and clearings to support you into moving into the springtime of your life. So until next time, remember, people who take responsibility for their lives create the reality they desire. Ciao.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype, right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit JeanAdrian.com. InnerSpeak breakthrough coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak breakthrough coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak breakthrough coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit JeanAdrian.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.